I was in the little town of Ardmore, Oklahoma, which is in southern Oklahoma, meeting with a CFO group, Camp Farthest Out, for a retreat, a conference. And I had been there for 3 days as one of the principal speakers. Tommy Tyson and I were there together. And as the conference drew to a close, and I was making plans to fly back to Melbourne, I began to have this strange sensation that I ought to go home by the way of Tulsa. Now, I didn't know why I should go home by the way of Tulsa. Our children were in school there, but that didn't seem to be the reason that I should go. And I had a friend that I had not seen in a couple of years, Bill Sanders. Bill is the pastor at Tulsa Christian Fellowship. And I've known Bill for a number of years, and his co-pastor, Chuck Farah, who is there. And I thought, well, maybe I'm supposed to go home through Tulsa just to have a visit with Bill. I didn't know. So I made arrangements for that, and I gave Bill a call on the phone. He says, listen, I'd really love to see you. And he says, I got a friend of mine who's just got his private license on his plane, and he would love to get the time. He said he'd like to fly down there and get you and pick you up down in southern Oklahoma and bring you back to Tulsa, and then you can fly on home the next day from here. And we can spend a little time together. And I said, gee, that'll be great. And so as I was walking out of the campgrounds that afternoon to go out to the little airport out at Ardmore, a building contractor who had been in the conference with me, a fellow that I had just seen and gotten to know his name, and that was all, walked up to me and he said, I'm supposed to give you something. And I said, no. And he said, yeah. He says, the Lord told me to give you this. And he handed me an envelope. And I said, thank you. And I walked on out the door and got in the car and drove on with some friends out to the airport where I was going to catch the little private plane. And on the way out, I opened the envelope, and there were five $20 bills in the envelope. And I said, well, thank you, Jesus. People don't do that for me. They do that for others, but somehow that just kind of thing just doesn't happen to me very much. Usually I'm the one that God calls on to give the five $20 bills away. And that's really nice. That's so nice of the Lord to give me this little bonus. And I said, you know what I want to do with this is I'll pay the pilot. He's flying down, and he's going to spend about $60 in gasoline to make this flight down and back. And at least I can buy the gas for the plane. So I said, well, I'll give him $60, and that'll leave me $40, and I'll take Bill out to dinner tonight, and we'll buy a big fancy steak of some kind, and we'll just have a good time. And so the Lord has provided for my transportation, and then has provided the additional $40 for me to have a kind of a big blowout when I get to Tulsa. So we flew up, and I gave the pilot $60, and he was grateful. And then somebody met me and drove me on around to the offices at Tulsa Christian Fellowship, and they were having a meeting that afternoon in Bill's office, Bill Sanders' office. Bill met with a group of 10 or 15 young men who were going into the ministry, and he was meeting with them once a week in a kind of discipleship thing, and they would meet all afternoon, and so I came on in and sat down in that meeting. It had another hour or so to go, and I just sat over in the corner and waited for the meeting to be over while these young men were sitting around talking about various things. And I was attracted to a young guy across the room, kind of a sad-faced fellow who was sitting across the room. And the Lord began to whisper to me, and he says, I want that $40 to go to that fellow. And I said, Lord, I was going to buy a steak with that $40. And he said, you give that $40, those other two $20 bills, you give them to that guy who's across the room. And I grumbled about that, and the meeting kept going on. And finally, I realized the meeting was probably going to go on eternally if I didn't say yes. And so I said, yes, I'll give the money, and that'll close the meeting off. And so I agreed, and the meeting was over, and immediately this fella just bolted out of the door. And I had to go chase him. I had to go get him. I caught him right out of the door, just headed out into the parking lot. And I reached out and put my hand on his shoulder, and I said, wait just a minute. I said, I've got something for you. And he said, oh, he didn't know me, and I didn't know him. And I said, yes, I think God told me to give this to you. And so I handed him these last two $20 bills. And he just looked at them and put them in his pocket and didn't say a word to me and just walked on out the door. Oh, well, my word. The least he could have done is said, thank you. After all, that was my steak money that I was going to give, and he's just left. And I was kind of standing there grumbling to myself about the ungratefulness of this young man. And he got out into the parking lot, and I saw him do the funniest thing when he got out there. He began running around the parking lot, and jumping up in the air, and throwing his hands up in the air, and leaping completely off of the pavement. What in the world is that? You know, I thought he'd been bitten by something. And suddenly I felt my friend Bill Sanders was standing right beside me, and I said, would you look at that? And he said, what's going on? I said, well, I just gave this guy my last $20, and he didn't even say thank you, and he just went out there, and he's jumping all over the parking lot. And Bill began to laugh, and he says, you're upset about that, aren't you? And I said, yeah, I'm upset about it. And he said, well, let me tell you what's going on. He says, I'm the only one who knows this, but he says, that fellow is getting ready to leave this afternoon to go down and visit his parents or his wife or somebody. And says he's been out at the job for a couple of weeks, that he has absolutely no money, and he's been praying all week long to have enough money to make the trip to buy the gasoline, and he didn't have any. And he said he asked me to pray with him, but he wouldn't let me give him the money. And so he says, you're an answer to his prayer. And he says, since he didn't ask you for the money either, why, there's no need for him to thank you. He's just out there thanking God. Well, it was all the chastisement I needed. Because I realized that he had made his request known to God, and God had answered his request. And now he was returning his thanksgiving to the one who had answered his request.